Continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Gimel. V'zeh na'aseh b'Rosh Hashanah. And everything we spoke about till now is accomplished on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz chot Odom HaRishon u'pogam be'bechinas Odom. That's the day when Odom HaRishon was committed the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and he was poigim in Odom. Odom meaning his name Odom, and Odom the title Odom. V'alkein tzrichin ato l'sakin b'chinas Odom l'sheves alakisei. And that's why we are involved in the tshuva process, and especially on Rosh Hashanah, in being mesakin, this holy, holy term called Odom, to be seated on the throne, on the kisei, like Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it in Torah Vov and Likutei Moran there. Because on Rosh Hashanah we know that the moon is hidden. Rosh Hashanah is one of the only holidays that comes out on Rosh Chodesh, you know, when the moon is just about completely hidden. Ki ikar hatshuva l'sakin b'chinas odom haynu b'chinas so aleph shu b'chinas nukuda tachtoina unekuda elyoina v'avov shu b'toich aleph. Because the main tshuva, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over the Torah Vav, is to be mesakein the concept of Odom, which is a combination of the letter Aleph, number one, which Rabbeinu Zal there breaks up into three parts, the upper Nakuda, the lower Nakuda, and the diagonal Vav in between them that unites them, v'zeh b'chinas chamo ulevono v'chuli, and one representation that represents is the sun. The upper Nakuda is the sun, the lower Nakuda is the moon, and that diagonal Vav in the middle is the Rokia, which unites them both, in which they're both found. Kemavur kol zeh b'maimar hanal, as is all very well explained in Torah Vav, in Likutei Moran. Ayin Sham, look over there. Ki ikar hatshuva sheyeh na'aseh yichud bein cham ulevono. Because the main goal of our tshuva is to bring about a unity between the sun and the moon. Ki kol hachatoim nimshach mebechinas miut hayoreach shehoyu al yidei shekitrago hayoreach yef shalosh nemeloch meshtamish b'kesur echad v'chulu. Because we know that the Gemara tells us, and the Sifrei Kabbalah write a lot about this, the fact that all of our sins, all the negativity, all the problems in this world originate from when Hashem made the light of the moon smaller. We know the Torah tells us when Hashem originally created the world, they were shnei ma'oirois hagdoilim. There were two large lanterns, the sun and the moon, who were equal in stature. And at one point in time, the Gemara in Chulin says that the moon came before Hashem, complaining that can't have two kings sharing one crown, can't have both of us equal. Hashem said, really, can't have both of us equal? Then you become smaller, you shrink. And there was a whole discussion in the Gemara. There's a whole shakla v'tar back and forth between Hashem and the moon, which Rav Nosson Zal discusses in places, and there's thousands of pages written in Sfarim about it. But in any case, Rav Nosson Zal is pointing out here that all sins come from that event where the moon was made smaller because of the fact that it complained that you can't have two kings using one crown. Each and every one of us, when we commit a sin or sins, we cause the moon, the light of the moon, to be lessened. The moon represents Klal Yisrael. When we speak about the Jewish people versus the other nations are symbolized by the sun, the light of the sun. Klal Yisrael are represented by the moon. V'chein lehefech al yidei ma'isim toivim u'tshuva memalin pigimas salavona. And so too, the opposite is true, that every good deed that we do and every act of tshuva fills in that which is missing in the moon, in the light of the moon. Ki oisin yichud bein cham ulevono, because our mitzvahs and ma'isim toivim bring about a unity between the sun and the moon. V'alkein Ikar hatshuva hu l'sakein u'l'yached b'chinas nekuda tachtoino nekuda elyoino k'dei l'yached cham u'levona. So our main tshuva is to perfect and to unify the lower nekuda of the aleph with the upper nekuda, in order to unite the sun and the moon. Shezeh ikar hatikun shel kol hachatoim. That's the main tikkun of all sins. V'zeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah heim shnei roshim biyachad. Because on Rosh Hashanah, these two heads come together. Hainu Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh HaChodesh. V'heim b'chinas chama u'levana. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, the beginning of the solar year, and it's also the beginning of the lunar month, the month of Tishrei. So it's the sun and the moon together. Ki ikar hashonim heim lechama, v'ikar hachadoshim heim lelevana. Because the years are measured by the sun, the solar year, and the months are measured by the moon. Ki hachama ein lo chodesh, rak shana. The sun has no monthly cycle. It only has a yearly cycle. V'halavona ein lo shana, rak chodoshim. And the moon has no yearly cycle. It only has a monthly cycle. Kemuva b'sifrei hatchuna, as is discussed in those forum that speak about the spheres, the heavenly spheres. Hubaroish hashono miskatzim yachad shnei haroshim, Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh, b'chinas chama levana kanal. On Rosh Hashanah, these two come together, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. V'oz halavona niskasis, and the moon puts on a very low profile. The moon is hidden. The moon is almost not seen at all whatsoever. Ze bechinas doim l'Hashem. This is the concept that we spoke about earlier of a person being silent. When a person is doing tshuva, when a person realizes that they have to do tshuva for mistakes that they made and sins that they did, then when they are being embarrassed or insulted, the correct response is to be silent. Doim l'Hashem. Ki be'emes hanekuda hatachtoino hi b'chinas dibur. Because Rav Nosson Zal points out, in reality, the lower nekuda, the lower part of the aleph, which corresponds to the levona, which corresponds to malchus is dibur. Dabor echod lador. There are many, we've mentioned this many times. Ki hanekuda hatachtoino b'chinas malchus peh, shemishom ikra dibur. Ach kesheroitzen lasa is tshuva, normally, when we speak about tikkun hamalchus, tikkun hanekuda tachtoina, the greatest tikkun is dibur, diburim of Torah, diburim of tefillah, all kinds of dibur. But when a person is in a position where they realize that they've gone wrong, they've done terrible things, and they have to do tshuva, then the tikkun hamalchus requires silence. It requires demima and shtika. Ki oz hi miskasis lamala. Because then the shchina is hidden above. It goes into hiding above. Bibchinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, kad ihi kveido b'choivin, when the shchina is heavy with sins, hi is kesias. She goes into hiding. And this is what the Gemara is alluding to. When the Gemara says, which month is it when the moon is in hiding? That's Rosh Hashanah. Ki hadibur b'chinas nekuda tachtoina oile v'niskase v'nisalim banakudo ho'elyoina shehi b'chinas shtika. The nekuda elyoina is keser. The upper nekuda, the aleph, we mentioned earlier, symbolizes the keser. The keser represents so high a level of kedusha, where like a person's in the inner sanctum of Hashem, the inner throne room of Hashem, where the only thing you can do there is be silent. Loi dumio sihila. Or like the Gemara says, shtoik kachola b'machshova tchila. That when a person is up there in the keser, that's a place of pure silence. There, the connection to Hashem is through silence. Whereas Malchus is Dibur, Malchus Peh, Dibur. But the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when the Malchus becomes Pogum, when a person commits many sins, etc., then the light of them leaves the Malchus and goes upstairs. It goes up to Keser. Now, a person would say, but hold on a second. These two seem so far apart. They have no Shaykh. There's a famous pasuk that the Zohar HaKadosh quotes, Ani Rishoin v'ani Achroin umi balod ayin lakim. I am Rishoin, I am the Keser, v'ani Achroin, and I am the Malchus. We are one and the same, Keser and Malchus, Hashem Echod u'shmoy Echod. In other words, sometimes we refer to them as being separate things, supposedly, but in essence, in reality, it's all oneness. It's part of Hashem Echod u'shmoy Echod. So the keser very often is called ayin. Ayin means nothingness, representing the highest level light, Bitul, Ein Sof. So Ayin, the word Ayin, Aleph Yud Nun, is the same letters as Ani, which is the Malchus. Ani Ledoidi Vedoidi Li, Ani Rishomane, all of these psukim. So here we're being told that when a person commits sins, the light of the Nekuda Tachtoina goes up and becomes hidden in the Nekuda Al-Yoina, which is Shtika. V'zeh Bechinas Zikoroin Echod Oilo Lekanu Lekan. This is what the Gemara means when it tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. We just mention Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh is automatically included. Ki Halavana, we say Yalav Yofa in Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Beyoim Rosh Chodesh is there. We say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Yom HaZikaron covers both Shana and Chodesh. Ki halavona shebechinas Rosh Chodesh nichlal b'Rosh Hashanah shebechinas Chama. Because the moon, which is the concept of Rosh Chodesh, is part of Rosh Hashanah, which is the sun. V'alidei ha'tshuva shemaschilin b'Rosh Hashanah b'bechinas doim la'Hashem shebechinas Shofar, through the tshuva process, which we begin on Rosh Hashanah, through the shofar, which is not dibur, we learned yesterday. The shofar is koil, beloy dibur. It's a concept of demima. We're not speaking. We're being silent from speaking. Through that, alidei ze mamshichim hanekuda tachtoina. That gives us the ability to draw that nekuda tachtoina back down. Ki kisha nekuda tachtoina b'chines levona nechlelas v'neskansis lemalo, because when the nekuda tachtoina, when the malchus, when the levona, goes up to Keser and plugs in over there, Eino Nikeres, Azai Eino Nikeres Klal. It's not recognizable. We don't see it as an entity at all. It's swallowed up by the Keser in a sense, Kavyochum. Vo'oz loy nikar tmunas Aleph. And then we do not have the letter Aleph. Because the letter Aleph requires an akud el yoyna, and upstairs, and a Nekuda Tachtoina downstairs. And if the Nekuda Tachtoina went upstairs, you don't have the Aleph. V'alidei shonu mekayimim b'chinas doim l'Hashem. By us fulfilling this tikkun of doim l'Hashem, through the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, ayidei ze nimshach umeir aleinu b'chinas ha-Nekuda Tachtoina. By that, we reactivate, we reinitiate the light of that Nekuda Tachtoina, we draw it upon ourselves. Vayde koila shofar nas b'chinas rokia, klolius hagavnin. And the sound of the shofar also generates the rokia, that middle part of the aleph, that vav, which is a composite of many colors. Ki hakoil kolul me'esh mayim ruach. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that koil is a combination of Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. We know that there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi tivar Eish, dibarti b'lashoni. Dibarti b'lashoni, the words that come off my tongue, out of my mouth, are dependent on a certain warmth. Cham libi bekirbi, behagigi tivar Eish. When a person is cold, I feel cold towards you, that means I ain't talking to you. Cold war means the two sides ain't speaking. So that's coldness. Dibur is tolian chameish. That's number one. Number two, we know when a person's throat is completely dry, they can't speak. In order for there to be speech, you need mayim, you need lachluchis. Dovid HaMelech says, nichar groini, my throat is parched, I can't talk anymore. So we know that dibur is a combination of eish and mayim, number one. And in addition, ruach, again, because dibur is the breath. Dibur is coming from the lungs, it's the breath. If a person isn't breathing, they can't speak. The breath comes out in this form of dibur. So koil is a combination of eish, mayim, ruach, v'hu b'chinas vav shebetoycho aleph. And it corresponds to that diagonal vav in the aleph. Ki ha-koil hu b'chinas vav. Because we know Kabbalistically, we're told many times, that the koil corresponds to the letter vav. B'chinas Yaakov. B'chinas ha-koil koil Yaakov. There's a pasuk ha-koil koil Yaakov, and Yaakov corresponds to the letter vav of yud kei vav kei. The yud is Avraham, the hey is Yitzchak, the vav is Yaakov, and the last hey is Dovid HaMelech or Rochel Imenu. So vav is Yaakov. who is Koel, HaKoel Koel Yaakov. That Vav in middle of the Aleph. The Aleph is made up of two Yuds and a Vav. Shem Yudke, that's 26, which is Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. The letter Aleph contains in it the whole Yudke Vavke. Bechinas HaKoel Koel Yaakov. Vanakudo Hel Yoino Hu Bechinas Rosh Hashanah. The upper part of the Aleph corresponds to Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Bechinas Chama corresponds to the sun. V'zeh b'chinas ha-shoifor b'atzmoy. And this is the concept of the shoifor itself. Ki ha-shoifor hu b'chinas bina, b'chinas tshuva, b'chinas ekye, shehi b'chinas nekuda al-yoyna. The shoifor is referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as bina. We mentioned earlier, the shoifor is shin vav par. You know, it's shin vav is isha, par is the paradinim, which come from bina. And which is the concept of tshuva, the concept of ekia, shehi bechinas nekud el yoina. That's all the upper part of the aleph. Vazai nase odom lo sheves el akise. And once we fulfilled all of these tikkunim of doim lashem, and we fixed up the levana and the chama and that vav in the middle, that's when we've generated the aleph and the dalid mem to sit on the kise. And then our true judgment can come forth from Hashem, who is sitting on that kisei. Kaviyochel Hashem is called this Odom Ho'elyoin, this Odom Ha'yoshev al kisei. Ki onu nichlolin bo yisporach, because kaviyochel we merge with Hashem, we become part of Hashem. Umizdamnin elov yisporach, and we emulate Hashem. Ki nestakein al yodenu kaviyochel b'chinas odom l'sheves al kisei. Because through our deeds, we have generated this tikkun of odom hayoshev al kisei, which is kaviyochel Hashem. Again, if one looks in Torah Vav and Likut Imran, you see it more elaborated on how each step that we do, the being silent, being ashamed and embarrassed, having our face change colors, and the shtika, all the different steps, how it pushes all of these buttons, the lower part of the Aleph, the middle part of the Aleph, the upper part of the Aleph, the Dalid Mem, we convert the Dam to Doim, and through all of that, we build this Odom. This Odom who is Yoishev al Akise. Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein ha-shoifer mekabetz kol hanidochim v'hanevodim. This is why the Torah tells us throughout that the shoifer is that instrument which is going to gather up all the Jews from all the distant places, strewn, scattered all over the world. Those who are lost. K'mon shekosuv v'hoyo b'yoyim ha-hu yitoka b'shoifer godol uvo ho'oiv de'meretz Mitzrayim v'anidochim eretz Ashur. And they'll all gather to Hashem. כי הנקודה התחתונה נעל הנעשה אדמים והשתיקו, זה בחינס והציע של הינקו. Because that lower part of the Aleph, which we generate by being quiet when we're being embarrassed and insulted, that corresponds to the pasuk, והציע שאול הינקו. Even if I find myself mamish in the lowest places, שאול, the lowest level of Gehenim, הינקו, Hashem, you're right there. I can still connect to you. Shehi bechinas chirik desog kemuvar sham b'mayim arnal ayin sham heitev. Rabbeinu Zal over there on Likut Imran, using the writings of the Arizal, he connects that lower part of the Aleph, that vatziyah shel hineka, he connects it to a certain format of the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, where you write it a certain way, where it has a gematria of Samach Gimel 63. It's Yud Vav Dalid Hey Yud Vav Vav Hey Yud, which is a total of 63, and under each one of those 10 letters is a chirik under the yud, a chirik under the yud vav dalet, a chirik, that's called chirik de sog. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki be'emes yesh b'nei odom sherechoikim ma'oid ma'oid me'a shemisborach betachles harichuk. Because the truth is, there are people who are very, very far from Hashem, is just about as far as could be. Umunochim b'shoel tachtiyas mamish. They're mamish in the lowest, lowest places. Ukishem esoyerim v'roitzim lasis tshuva. And when these people wake up and they decide they want to do tshuva, ein lohem shum eitzah v'tachbula. They have no idea what to do. No tricks, no ideas. utzrichim rak lekayim b'chinas doim l'Hashem. What they need to do at that point is to be silent for Hashem. Utzrichim litzoik me'oimek halev l'Hashem isborach. They have to cry out from the depths of their heart to Hashem, b'b'chinas koil shofar now, to emulate the sound of the shofar. V'aydei b'chinas zu, b'chinas doim l'Hashem, sh'b'chinas shofar, aydei ze, yecholim lehiskare, v'lachzer l'Hashem yisborach, afilu arachoykem oy. And through this doim l'Hashem, through this shofar, where the person doesn't even have what to say, what person says, I wouldn't know what to say. If I bumped into Hashem, I wouldn't know what to say to him. I have no idea. When a person's on that level, he has to cry out without words. And that's how he can return to Hashem, even the person who's furthest away. Ki Hashem Yisborach mole rachmim, because Hashem is full of kindness. V'yafal pi sheim rechoikim kol kach et sheim yechonim adaber shum dibur hogon lefnei Hashem Yisborach. And even though these people are so far that they can't even say one, they wouldn't even know how to say one decent word to Hashem, one decent sentence or anything, still, they are required not to give up, not to give up on themselves whatsoever. But rather to hope and yearn and believe in the salvation of Hashem. As the Pusuk says, Toiv v'yochil v'dumam l'tshuas Hashem. It's good to yearn and be silent, you know, waiting, yearning for the Yeshua of Hashem. Bebchinas yeshev bodod v'yidoim ki notal olav, as the Pasuk says in Eicha, that by the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when the Jews had fallen so low, that Hashem was so angry at us that he burnt down his house and he burnt down Yerushalayim and he killed millions of Yid and everything, at that time, what's the only solution? Yeshev bodod v'yidoim, to be silent. Ka yedei admimo v'ashtiko zoyche lekabel minukudu elyoino, shemi'iru benukuda tachtoina. Because through that silence, a person is zoyche to receive from that upper nekuda, the upper part of the aleph, from the keser, which is shining into the lower nekuda, into the malchus. V'ze b'chinas ki notal olav. Because he has taken from above him, he has received something from above him. He's receiving this light from this highest place. And therefore, through the shofar, which symbolizes this, the fact that we're acknowledging that we can't speak, we don't have what to say. We can't speak at all. But still, we're crying out from the bottom of our heart. That's how the person fulfills this pasuk. That even if I find myself mamish in sheol, sheol is the seventh level down of Gehenna, the lowest place. Hineko, you're right there, Hashem. Sheyecholim limtzo yis Hashem yisborach afilu b'sheol tachtis chas v'shalom. A person can find and connect to Hashem even from sheol tachtis. U'mishom yecholim l'skarei ve'lov kol hanidochem v'nevodim. And from that place, all those people who are far away and lost and scattered can all come close to Hashem.